step-by-step guide to writing a book. So, let's break down the process of writing a book into simple steps that will make it feel like a breeze. First up, develop your book idea. Let your creativity flow and find a concept that resonates with you. Next, outline your book structure. Give your story a roadmap to follow that keeps it cohesive and engaging. Once that's done, it's crucial to set a writing schedule. Consistency is key in bringing your book to life. Then dive into writing the first draft. Let the words pour out without worrying too much about perfection. The next step is to revise and edit. Refine your work like a sculptor honing their masterpiece. Once you're happy with the content, finalize the manuscript and then go on to format your manuscript, making sure it's polished and ready for publication. Lastly, consider a suggested layout for a book. Formatting can make a big impact on the reading experience. With these steps in mind, writing your book becomes a more manageable and enjoyable journey. By Teal Kimball. Develop your book idea. Find your inspiration. Reflect on what you want to write about. It could be fiction or non-fiction, a personal experience, or a completely new world you create. Finding inspiration for writing a book often means tapping into the sources that spark creativity, uncovering the ideas, emotions, and experiences that drive your imagination. Here are some common ways people find inspiration to write. Personal experiences. Draw from your own life, relationships, challenges, and achievements. Real-life stories, even if fictionalized, can add authenticity and depth. Observation of others. People watching, conversations, and paying attention to others' lives can provide unique character traits, plot points, and dialogue. Dreams and inner thoughts. Dreams are often filled with vivid, strange imagery and emotions that can become symbolic or literal elements of a story. Journaling can help capture these fleeting moments. Other works of art, books, films, music, paintings, or any creative expression can inspire your own unique spin. Use what resonates with you to jumpstart ideas rather than replicate them. Nature and travel. Being in new environments or simply stepping outside can bring fresh ideas and unique settings to mind. Both can evoke emotions and memories that fuel your storytelling. Historical events or myths. History, legends, and myths are rich in drama, conflict, and human experience. Retelling or reimagining historical events or folklore can be an excellent foundation. Philosophical questions or social issues. Tackling deep questions such as the nature of happiness, ethics, or love can give your story a meaningful layer that resonates with readers. Social issues like climate change or inequality can add urgency and relevance. What-if scenarios. Playing with what-if questions can lead to creative worlds and intriguing plots. For example, what if people could only communicate in dreams? Or, what if a city were built on the clouds? The goal is to find what truly excites or intrigues you. Once you do, build on it with curiosity research, brainstorm, and explore until you've crafted a world or concept that compels you to start writing. Research the market. Researching the market in your chosen genre or field helps you understand what themes, characters, and plot structures have been popular, and where there might be opportunities for fresh takes. Here's how you might approach it with some examples. Identify popular books and authors. Start by listing best-selling books and prominent authors in your genre. Analyze common themes and tropes. Look at what's popular in similar books. Read reviews and audience feedback reviews on sites like Goodreads or Amazon. It can reveal what readers loved or found lacking. Identify gaps and unique perspectives. Spot areas where certain topics are underrepresented or where unique perspectives could be added. For example, while researching sci-fi books, you realize that few focus on intergenerational relationships in space exploration. This could be an area where you add depth to your story, focusing on family dynamics across different planets or space missions. Consider audience preferences and expectations. Researching can reveal what readers expect in terms of pacing, language, or style. For example, if you're writing romance, you might notice that readers value chemistry and character development over purely physical attraction. In your novel, you could prioritize building emotional connections between characters, aligning with this trend. By studying the market with this level of analysis, you'll be better equipped to bring something original while meeting genre expectations, setting your book apart in a way that appeals to readers. Refine your idea. After researching the market, refining your idea means narrowing down your story's core concepts, characters, and setting so it stands out while fitting the genre. Here's a guide to help you refine your idea. Define the unique concept. Take what inspired you and create a clear, concise statement of your story's core premise. What makes it unique compared to similar books? For example, instead of a generic coming-of-age fantasy, refine it to a young, untrained magician who can only use magic in dreams must uncover secrets about her family's mysterious past. Set clear stakes and goals. Define what's at stake for your main character. What do they want and why is it important? Make the stakes feel personal to your characters, but meaningful to readers. Develop a unique setting, or world, hun your setting, to give it distinct, memorable elements that stand out. This might mean an unusual twist on a familiar world, or an original cultural detail. Flesh out main characters and their motivations. Focus on a small set of main characters, each with a unique perspective and personal motivation that connects to the larger plot. Identify the core themes. Choose a few key themes that your book will explore deeply, such as freedom, loyalty, or identity. These themes should be woven through character development and plot. For example, if you're focusing on identity, explore how your characters struggle with whom they are versus who society expects them to be. Outline major plot points. Map out a few pivotal moments like the inciting incident, midpoint crisis, and climax that help maintain pacing and tension. These scenes should propel the story forward and develop the character arcs. Craft a one-sentence pitch. Summarize your book idea in one sentence to clarify its unique angle. For example, in a world where magic exists only in dreams, a young woman discovers that her powers hold the key to a rebellion she never wanted to lead. Refining your idea with these specifics in mind helps create a story with a focused, compelling premise that's true to your vision and aligned with the expectations of your target audience. Outline your book structure. Decide on the format. Deciding on the format of your book, whether fiction or non-fiction, involves careful consideration of several factors that can influence how your content is presented and perceived by readers. Here's a comprehensive description of the decision-making process for both types of writing. Fiction genre. Consideration: identify the genre. Different genres have conventions that can dictate format. For example, fantasy novels may benefit from illustrated maps, while thrillers typically focus on fast-paced text. Subgenres: consider the nuances within your chosen genre, e.g., literary fiction versus genre fiction, and how that might influence format decisions. Narrative structure, length and complexity. Consider the length of your story. Longer narratives may be best suited for print formats, while shorter works could thrive as novellas or ebooks. Visual elements. If your fiction includes illustrations or unique formatting, e.g. diary entries, mixed media, this may suggest a more innovative format. Non-fiction purpose and audience. Define your purpose. Understand the main goal of your non-fiction work, e.g., to educate, inform, entertain, and how this impacts format. Target audience. Consider who will benefit from your book: academics, professionals, casual readers, and what format they would find most accessible. Content structure organization. Nonfiction often requires clear organization, such as chapters, sections, or bullet points. Consider how the structure may influence the chosen format. Use of visuals. If your nonfiction includes charts, graphs, photos, or infographics, think about how these will fit into the layout. Illustrated editions may enhance comprehension. Format options. Traditional print. Well suited for textbooks, self-help books, and memoirs. Hardcovers can offer a professional appearance for reference materials. Workbooks and journals. Interactive formats that encourage reader engagement through exercises, prompts, or reflection. Ebooks. Perfect for how-to guides, manuals, or educational material, allowing for easy updates and hyperlinks to resources. Audiobooks. Useful for narratives or instructional content that benefits from a conversational tone, making it accessible for auditory learners. Set a writing schedule, daily or weekly goals. Creating a structured approach to your writing routine is essential for productivity and consistency. Here's a detailed breakdown of how to effectively set daily or weekly goals, identify your peak writing times, and maintain a flexible yet disciplined writing practice. Setting word count goals. Determine your targets. Decide on a realistic word count goal that fits your schedule. For example, aim for 500 words a day or 3,500 words a week. Break it down. If you opt for a weekly goal, break it down into daily targets to make it manageable. For instance, writing 3,500 words over 7 days means writing approximately 500 words daily. Track your progress. Use a writing journal or digital tools to log your daily word count. This not only helps track your progress, but also keeps you motivated. Time commitment. Establish time blocks. Dedicate specific time blocks for writing. This could be 1 to 2 hours each day, or specific days of the week dedicated solely to writing. Prioritize writing. Treat your writing time as an important appointment. Protect it from distractions and interruptions as much as possible. Create a routine consistency. Once you find your peak writing time, establish a routine around it. This can help train your brain to be more productive during those hours. Prepare your space. Set up a conducive writing environment during your peak times. This includes eliminating distractions and having all your writing tools ready. Maintain disciplined commitment to goals. Even with flexibility, try to maintain a level of discipline. Stick to your goals as much as possible and aim for consistency in your writing practice. Use reminders and tools. Set reminders or use productivity apps to keep you on track. This can help you stay accountable to your writing goals. Establishing daily or weekly writing goals, finding your peak writing time, and balancing flexibility with discipline can greatly enhance your writing productivity. By creating a structured yet adaptable routine, you can make steady progress towards your writing objectives while enjoying the process. Consistency is key, so stay committed to your practice and celebrate your achievements along the way. Write the first draft. starting the writing process can be both exciting and daunting. Having a clear outline can significantly ease this phase, but it's important to remember that the first draft is just the beginning. Here's a comprehensive description of how to effectively start writing, whether you choose to write in order or not, and how to track your progress. Start writing with your outline. Use your outline as a guide-structured framework. Your outline serves as a roadmap, helping you navigate through your main ideas, plot points, or themes. Refer to it as you write to ensure you stay on track. Flexibility. While the outline is a guiding tool, allow yourself the freedom to deviate from it if new ideas emerge. Writing is a dynamic process, and creativity often leads to unexpected paths. Don't worry about perfection. Embrace imperfection. The goal of the first draft is to get your ideas down on paper without the pressure of perfection. Focus on expressing your thoughts and building your narrative. Allow for mistakes. Acknowledge that the first draft will likely have flaws, grammar issues, plot holes, or awkward phrasing. It's essential to separate the creative process from the editing phase, which will come later. Choose your writing approach. Writing in order. If you prefer a linear approach, start from the beginning and work your way through each chapter sequentially. This can help maintain a coherent flow and keep you immersed in the narrative. Non-linear writing. Feel free to write the sections or chapters that inspire you the most, regardless of their order in the story. This method can be particularly effective if you have a strong idea for a specific scene or dialogue that excites you. Follow your inspiration. Focus on what excites you. Writing the most compelling or clear sections first can help build momentum and keep your enthusiasm alive. Capture ideas. If you think of ideas for other sections while writing, jot them down to revisit later. This keeps the creative flow going without disrupting your current writing. Monitoring your word count. Set milestones. Establish daily or weekly word count goals and keep a record of your progress. This can provide a sense of achievement and motivate you to keep going. Use writing tools. Utilize apps or spreadsheets to track your word count, chapters completed, or time spent writing. Revise and edit. The revision process is a crucial stage in transforming your first draft into a polished manuscript. It involves taking a step back, assessing your work critically, and refining it to enhance clarity, coherence, and overall quality. Here's a detailed description of how to approach the first and second revisions. Look for major structural issues and gather feedback effectively. First revision, allow time before revising. Step back. After finishing your first draft, take a break, whether it's a few days or even a week. This distance helps clear your mind and allows you to return to your manuscript with fresh eyes. Reflect on the process. Use this time to reflect on your writing experience. Consider what worked well and what aspects were challenging. This reflection can inform your revision approach. Assess major structural issues, logical flow. Read through your manuscript to ensure that the plot, for fiction, or arguments, for non-fiction, flow logically. Look for inconsistencies, gaps, or any parts that may confuse the reader. Character development. For fiction, evaluate whether your characters are fully developed and believable. Ensure they have clear motivations and arcs that contribute to the story's progression. Organization of ideas. In nonfiction, check that your ideas are organized in a clear and coherent manner. Each chapter or section should build on the previous ones, guiding the reader through your arguments or narrative. Second revision, polish the prose, grammar, and syntax. During the second revision, pay close attention to grammar, punctuation, and sentence structure. This is the time to correct any errors and improve readability. Word choice. Evaluate your vocabulary. Look for opportunities to replace vague or repetitive words with more precise and impactful language. Strive for clarity and conciseness in your writing. Enhance style and tone, consistency in voice. Ensure that your writing style and tone are consistent throughout the manuscript. This contributes to a more immersive reading experience. Read aloud. Reading your work aloud can help you identify awkward phrasing, pacing issues, and areas where the rhythm of the prose may need improvement. Get feedback, sharing your manuscript. Select trusted readers. Choose beta readers. Share your manuscript with trusted friends, family members, or colleagues who are well-versed in your genre. Select readers who can provide constructive and honest feedback. Join critique groups. Consider joining a writing group or community where you can share your work with fellow writers. Engaging with others can offer diverse perspectives on your manuscript. Ask specific questions, targeted feedback. When seeking feedback, ask specific questions about aspects of your manuscript. For example, inquire about character development, pacing, clarity of arguments, or emotional impact. Be open to criticism. Approach feedback with an open mind. Understand that constructive criticism can help you identify blind spots and improve your writing. Evaluate and implement feedback. Reflect on suggestions. Take time to reflect on the feedback you receive. Consider which suggestions resonate with you and align with your vision for the manuscript. Revise accordingly. Use the feedback to inform your next round of revisions. Implement changes that enhance the manuscript while staying true to your voice and intent. The revision process is a vital part of writing that involves taking a break after the first draft, addressing major structural issues, refining details, and seeking feedback from others. By approaching each revision with a clear focus and a willingness to adapt, you can transform your manuscript into a cohesive and polished piece. Remember, revising is not just about correcting mistakes. It's about enhancing the overall impact of your work and ensuring it resonates with readers. Finalize the manuscript. The final stages of preparing your manuscript are crucial for ensuring it is polished and ready for publication. Here's a detailed description of how to effectively proofread your work. Consider professional editing and format your manuscript for submission. Proofread your manuscript. Thorough review. Multiple passes. Go over your manuscript several times, each time focusing on different elements. For instance, one pass could be for grammar and punctuation, while another could focus on consistency in tone and style. Read aloud. Reading your manuscript aloud can help you catch awkward phrasing, missing words, and other errors that might be overlooked when reading silently. Utilize tools and techniques. Editing software. Consider using grammar checking tools like Grammarly or ProWriting Aid to catch errors, but don't rely solely on them. They can be helpful for identifying common mistakes, but may not catch everything. Print it out. Sometimes reviewing a printed copy can help you see errors more clearly than on a screen. You may notice issues that you missed during digital readings. Change the format. Altering the formatting, e.g., changing the font or text size, can help your eyes perceive the text differently, making it easier to spot errors.